All right, we're going to go ahead and call to order the Olympia Public Infrastructure District number 2. Today is June 30th. It's 3:04 p.m. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow Jensen and Reese. So for the call to order, if everyone could state their name for the recording, we'll start with the board. Ryan, your chair, do you want to start?
Yeah, Ryan Button, board chair.
Eric Young, board clerk.
Matt Entz with Snow Jensen District Council.
All right, that's everyone I show on the call. Let's do make a note that Doug Young is preoccupied, couldn't make it. So, Ryan, is there anyone at the anchor location?
No.
Okay. Just to note also, we have Christy Barker back at our office. Okay, so first up, on the agenda, we have the board meeting minutes from April 30th. Have you guys had a chance to review those? Do they look accurate?
Yeah.
Okay. Could I get a motion, Ray?
Yeah, I'll make a motion to approve the board meeting minutes from April 30th, 2026.
I'll second.
Thanks, Kirk. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Right? Or
I we both said aye.
Kirk? Oh, okay. It must
Yep,
be the
sorry.
same time. That's okay. All right, next up, resolution. Matt, do you just want to cover it real quick?
Yeah, like we mentioned before we started the meeting, this resolution is a reapproval of the resolution authorizing the withdrawal of property from the district and the annexation of property into the district. Corresponds with those two plats that we have and that have been approved by the county. This is just a reapproval of the resolution because more than 30 days had passed since the last time it was approved. So we just need to refresh it, and then once we have signatures, we'll submit everything to the Lieutenant Governor's office.
Okay, any questions?
Nope.
Okay, could I get a motion then to approve resolution 2026-01B?
Oh, go ahead, Ryan.
I'll make a motion to approve resolution number 2026-01B.
I'll second.
Thanks, Kirk. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that's all the items I show on the agenda. Do you guys have anything else for us?
Nope.
Okay.
Do think we need to schedule? There was an insurance question where it sounds like we'll need to have another meeting to approve that.
Well, we can talk about that now. As long as we get your guys' verbal approval, then we can move forward. So, from the emails, Ryan, I saw that you feel like we should keep the 5 million in coverage.
Well, that's what I believe was recommended to us initially, and it's an additional $1,500. But I guess, in my opinion, if that was the amount recommended that we started with, a couple of years ago, I would $5 million today is not what it was a couple of years ago. So I guess I'm leery of the idea of going backwards. So unless there's some reason to do that, I would vote to keep it at the $5 million threshold where we currently have it.
And we can definitely do that. I think the reason we've been telling a lot of our districts that they can go to the lower amount of coverage is just the fact that there's just not a lot of risk associated with operation of the district, in the sense that the district is not out developing the site. The district is not doing things out in the world that create a lot of risk. And so the need for that much coverage, I think there's some question if it's necessary. It's up to you guys. I mean, it's totally within your purview. We've just been telling people, it's not, in our view, it's not a necessary cost to do the increased premium to
So,
maintain that coverage.
Ryan, the other thing was back then, the trust, that was kind of their minimum level was 5 million.
Yeah, that's why we had the 5 million originally.
Oh, that's where that
So,
came from.
yeah. So they now recognize after what, Matt, 5 years, 6 years, that, like Matt said, there's really not a lot of risk to them. There's no employees. the district, it doesn't have the workers out there. It's the development team that have the workers out there. So there's just not a lot of risk for them. Christy, do you have anything else?
Well, when they originally approved it, you approved it for the 2 million. I went back and I looked, but they wrote it for the 5 million just because there wasn't an upgrade in the cost either. So it was originally approved under 2 million.
Ah.
Okay.
Rob, sorry, I cut you off.
My question is so like right now the PID owns certain pieces of property that like roads are being constructed on, or like the city park, well, what's going to become a city park. There's kids out there playing on it right now. The PID owns that property currently. It needs to be deeded over, but the city generally likes us to hold some of these things through warranty and whatnot. So there's a period of time where we have vehicles traveling on
Yeah, and that's
PID,
definitely a factor for sure.
PID owned
Yeah.
roads, playing in a PID owned park. So I
Okay.
guess I look at it and I those are some of the concerns that I worry. I realize what you're saying. We don't have employees and they aren't performing any actual work, but I do worry about some of the requirements that Harriman's putting on us as far as, hey, before you deed this to us, we want the park to sit for a year. There were some things there where I do worry about or
And
wonder.
those are good points. I had forgotten that the district had those and that you guys were waiting. So with that, I agree with you. Let's just keep it at the 5 million then.
I mean, it's an extra $1,500 for a year. That to me is an insignificant number.
Yeah, and you're right. It's an amount that you won't regret paying if there's a need. So yeah.
Okay, we'll keep it.
You want it on pin one and two of the 5 mil?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, perfect. Anything else, Ray? Kirk?
Nothing for me.
Okay.
Nope, nothing for me.
Okay. So right after, I'll shoot you guys the resolution. Either Matt or I will send you guys the notice of impending boundary action. So just look for those.
And I'm going to hit send on it in like 1 minute here, so you'll see it.
Okay, very good. Thank you.
Just as a
Okay.
reminder, there's two notices that need to be signed and notarized. One for, I don't know how I just did balloons.
Wow. Holy
I
cow.
like it. I felt like it was a party.
The first one, Matt, I thought you actually had a balloon
I
when it first
don't
started going up.
even know what I did. Anyway, there's two, one for the withdrawal, one for the annexation. So you'll see them.
Yeah.
Okay, last thing then would be a motion to adjourn.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Thanks, Kurt.
I'll second it.
Thanks, Ray. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right, see you guys.
Okay, we're
Thanks.
planning.